Alex, does it feel better winning six in a row than it did three in a row, four in a row? The more this just keeps going, it seems you guys are unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit the way it works. I mean, yeah, I mean, certainly you prepare all week and you put so much in, and then to get that win, yeah, it's special. It's really special, and you kind of enjoy it for those 24 hours. And then it's on to the next one, and you really are kind of a little bit pressing delete. That, not to say though, that momentum still stays with you, you know, and I do think that mindset kind of stays with you, and I think we've done a great job of that, kind of keeping that intensity into the next week's preparation and really kind of building off it, you know, and you continue to try to do the same things, right? And this is another week of preparation, and starts with that, and just continue to kind of keep building.
San Diego, can you learn anything from that game? Is Poe in the lineup again to score?
Yeah, I mean, you can learn a bunch. I mean, it was only 3 weeks ago, so both teams obviously are going to be looking at it, going to be trying to make changes from it, this and that, anticipating what they might get this next time. And that's really kind of what you're doing all week. Different when you've played, you know, so soon, you know, so close together here. So there's not a ton of film to watch.
How do you guys go game to game? Some people in the NFL split the season into quarters. Do you look at it that way?
I mean, that is kind of the general outline. I mean, you realize it when the quarter changes, I guess. You know, yeah, you got four more. For sure. But I think for this, I think the way the season started for us, I think it's really kind of made us all in on and how we do things. And it is week to week, you know, and that the margin of error is so small, and that it takes a great week of preparation and intensity and mindset and taking that into Sunday. And that even if it is the start of the fourth quarter, so to speak, it doesn't really change anything.
Not that the league asks you about it, but do you like playing a team twice in a short amount of time like this?
I think this is kind of strange, to be honest with you. I realize, obviously, the scheduling is never going to be perfect. But it is strange to play them 3 weeks ago. I mean, you only have two games in between to look at. So yeah, a bit strange.
So you don't
I would prefer more time. It's odd.
I mean, yeah, that's interesting. Why?
I think that's kind of what the division games are about, playing teams twice. It is, you have to play them twice, a home and away, and the adjustments and there's only so much you can do this late in the season playing this close together.
When you get a play call during a game, comes in from the sideline, it's always Doug Peterson in your ear, is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell when you get a play call where it's coming from, whether it's Andy who made the call or Andy?
No idea.
No idea.
You
never think twice about it. You ever?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea where it's coming from. I know all those guys talk, and there's an open line, and there's a lot of voices, helping out. I got no idea where the final say is coming from.
You ever ask after the fact? Where did that play call come from?
I mean, sometimes it happens when we're watching film next day. Yeah, you know, that's the time that, you know, you might find out here and there, especially if it's a critical play or something like that. But, you know, for the most part, no, don't know.
Alex, Andy said something about the veterans have bought into the recovery program, that you guys are taking advantage of that. How has that helped you and some of the other veterans you see on this team?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a physical game that you know, I do think treatment and all that can't always be just responsive. You do have to be proactive with it, you know, and that there's a lot that goes into that. It can be in the treatment room. It can be with the doctors. It can be in the weight room. It can be out on the field. I mean, there's so many things that go into that. Guys all kind of develop their own routines, but certainly it is an area of focus here for us. Yeah, I mean, you got to keep your body healthy, your mind healthy, especially this late in the year. And a lot of times that can be the difference, you know. Going into a game, how good you feel.
How often do you know a play is going to work before you snap the ball?
I haven't seen the defense. Certainly there's times when right as I'm snapping it, I'm feeling pretty good about certain things based on what they've done. There's always the element of the unknown, right? I'm stepping into a huddle calling a play, or you can ask me right now plays I like, and I like them, but you don't always know what you're going to get from the other side, right? And it's that combination, that has to play out. So, but certainly sometimes, yeah, there is, you're snapping the ball. You're feeling really good about certain things based on what you're getting.
That Macklin touchdown at the goal line?
Yeah, certainly both of those I felt good about as I was getting the ball.
How many times do you feel the other way around?
Well, to be honest, it's the same thing. I mean, there's been a lot of times in my career or even here, you know, all week, and I'll joke about it, like, yeah, I don't think this play's going to work, or I'm not feeling very good about it. And then you go out there, and it does, you know, so it's tough to always predict. For me, I do try to kind of stay out of that. I try to go out and execute because I do, you know, you put your trust in the coaches and what they're seeing and preparing us, and, you know, my job to go kind of make it work. And I will say, yeah, it would be hard for me to tell you that because I've been wrong just as much as I've been right.
How much freedom do you have to change something you don't think is going to work? Or does that vary from week to week?
Yeah, it definitely varies week to week and play to play. Yeah, some plays, need protection, so to speak, and some plays don't. And some weeks there's a lot of that, and other weeks there's hardly any. So it really is a week-to-week thing.
How about
when you came into the league, everybody knew who you were. On the other end of that spectrum, where in West over here, not very many people knew who these guys were until just recently.
Uh-huh.
Were you that way at all with these two guys?
What do you mean?
JC, you work with Charles so much, but
was that what?
You lose Charles and get these two guys now. Did you feel like... I don't know much about these. I probably didn't know a whole lot about these guys when they walked in the locker room for the first time, and out here they are.
You definitely knew them as teammates, right? You knew what they were about, and you find out quick. And I think any team sport, but especially football, you find out how accountable guys are quickly, right? In their preparation, in their mindset, you find out every day. I mean, we film practice every single day. You go watch that every single day. I mean, you. That's a test every day. I mean, you got to go out there and you got to bring it. And if it shows, right? I mean, you realize guys that loaf or guys don't know their assignments or guys aren't on it. It shows up. And to be honest, the ones that aren't really, they don't hang around very often, you know, very long. So certainly with both those guys, you knew what kind of teammates they were. You knew how much it mattered to them. You knew how much they prepared. Certainly now it was their opportunity, you know, and it, for both of them, probably their first. But you felt good about how serious they took it and how they were going to prepare. And it was a matter of, you know, them going out and making the plays. And in both their cases, you could see it in their play, right? You could see how hungry they are, how ready they were.
How long did it take you to pronounce Sean Kendrick's name?
Well, for quite a while, yeah, he just went by Tidget around here. So,
Tidget?
Yeah. Not long. He's a teammate.
Well, he said Sharkeesha was the popular pronunciation for a long time.
Maybe in the running back room. Yeah.
In the running back room. You were talking about plays and when you knew something would work when one doesn't. What about when it's like the parting of the Red Sea, like that first touchdown that last Sunday when you just practically waltzed into the end zone untouched?
Not planned. I mean, that's a totally improvised scramble. I mean, certainly when we put that play in, I don't think Coach was thinking about the QB up the middle. It's part of football, right? I mean, there's a lot of plays that go down just how you plan them, and there's just as many that get improvised out there, and that's part of the game as well.
But does that make you salivate when you see that? Wide open, end zone right there. Oh, boy, I can do that.
To be honest, it happens so fast. You're just playing fast. I feel good once I got in the end zone. For me, you're just trying to go out there and make plays.